This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of you are asking for the numbers. We'll get to those right at the top. Some crazy things have happened in the last couple of days, including a strange story about a woman who fell 100 feet to her death just moments after her life-changing proposal. How does that happen? And then it's McCarthy and Biden and a possible impeachment inquiry. Will that get any steam? Will there make any headway? Will McCarthy make any headway as far as that's concerned? And people are talking about the temperatures, of course, how hot it is. And that includes how hot the ocean is. In Florida, it's hit 101 degrees. People are talking that about that being a world record. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on this show in the middle of Shark Week, by the way. But I can't tell what Shark Week is because there's now so many. There's National Geographic, Discovery Channel, and there are a lot of other copycats as far as sharks are concerned. But it's always intriguing to me how many people tune in and what they try to do every year to get you to bite on to whatever it is that they're telling us about sharks. And some of it is actually quite fascinating. I wonder how the sharks do when they talk about temperatures that feel like a really hot tub. It seriously is of big concern because you have people that are taking vacations hoping to escape some of the heat, realizing, yeah, there's going to be some heat in Florida, but at least I can cool off if I jump into the Atlantic or I jump into the Gulf. But the answer to that is that some areas you're not getting that cold weather. In Manatee Bay, it was 102 degrees just a couple of days ago. So if you want to compare that, if you got into a hot bathtub, that would be the same temperature. So they're taking readings now as far as what the temperatures are when it comes to the ocean. So some of the factors of that, why is it spiking? Why are people shocked when they go to take a swim and it just doesn't cool them off? It's because you have air temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. It's because you have winds that are less than 10 miles an hour. Normally you would get winds that would help. And then you've got strong sunlight hitting some really shallow water. And of course, shallow water heats up faster than deep water, which is why in many places in Florida, by the way, even though it's being talked about now, it's about the depth of the pool. And even when you have a deep pool, often there are times of the year where it really doesn't get cold. So just another thing to aggravate people who thought they were going to get a break coming from the Midwest or the Southwest or other parts of the country where they could just cool off at least by going to the beach and getting in the water. It's not happening. Crisis averted. This is a big one and worth mentioning here at the top. UPS and the Teamsters reached a labor deal that's potentially avoiding what would be a crippling strike that even if you and I didn't use the company wrapped in brown, we would still be affected by it. It really, really would hit so many of us. And it would have been a multi-billion dollar hit to the economy. There's no question about that. So they were really duking it out, I guess, day and night, staying at the table, so to speak, to make something happen. And it looks like they've agreed on some issues that are important to the Teamsters, to the employees, to UPS, they say even to the customers. So that's a good thing. Part-time employees, their pay, their benefits, the flexibility, all of that was wrapped into this whole proposal. And, you know, UPS handles about 20.8 million packages a day. They did last year. That officially is what it was. And if they weren't going, if they went on strike, there would be FedEx and the U.S. Postal Service and whatnot. So there would be alternatives, but I think it would really have affected so many people. I can't recall a day where I haven't seen a UPS truck in my whole life. Seriously, where, meaning no matter where I live, because I've lived all over this great country, I think every single day, except for a few times when I've been off buried away, and I mean really buried away somewhere deep into Mount Rainier or, you know, in Washington or some other place, but I have seen these trucks every single day. I mean, this is a huge, huge company. So there are some details they have to work out, but apparently they're really, really close, and the threat is not completely over, but it looks like it is going to be averted. So like I said, that's a good thing if that can happen, because trust me, even if you don't use them, it would trickle down and affect all of us in some way. If you were around and were listening to maybe one of the great stations I'm on right now, or you had your phone flipped open, imagine that. I can't imagine how many people were checking their phone in this audience. I'm sure everyone. You might have seen the story about Bronny James, the older son of NBA star LeBron James. He had a cardiac arrest during basketball practice at the University of Southern California. He was hospitalized on Monday out of intensive care. He's in stable condition, but boy, it really makes you think about the future for this kid. And when you hear things like this happening, he was just practicing and then he had cardiac arrest. So, of course, there was that, I'm sure, moment of panic around him. There had to be, even though they have defibrillators and everything else you can imagine. The family immediately, because they have a very big network of tight friends who I'm sure reached out to them, and then the public. So they put out a statement immediately and said, LeBron and Savannah wish to publicly send their deepest thanks and appreciation to the USC medical and athletic staff for their incredible work and dedication to the safety of their athletes. Now, Bronny, at 18, is an incoming freshman for the USC's basketball team after graduating from Sierra Canyon High School in Los Angeles this spring. And, of course, he's a four-star recruit. He was huge in the McDonald's All-American game in March, where you have the top high school basketball players. And, of course, we don't have to tell you about his father. And the dream is that perhaps they would get to play together, because you have LeBron James entering his 21st season in the NBA. But now you wonder, cardiac arrest and sports, there's so many conversations now about that. It's not unheard of. It's rare still among young athletes, but it's not something that we haven't heard of before, when suddenly the heart stops. But so young, so scary to hear of this. It reminded me of back in January, Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills, who had a cardiac arrest in the middle of a Monday night football game and was hospitalized for over a week. But remember how he had gotten hit. So even he reacted on Twitter. He said, prayers to Bronny and the James family as well. Here for you guys, just like you've been for me during this entire process. All right, we've just scratched the surface. When we come back, what's going on with Kevin McCarthy versus the White House?
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pick in the mailbag.
All right, so I got a lot of email about, please, please tell us the numbers for Mega Millions. So you have all bought into the dream that you could be that winner that could defy the odds. Because I've never had so many people ask me about lottery numbers in the 16 years I've been doing this show and all the other shows I've done. Yeah, curiosity, wanting to know if anyone won, that whole kind of thing, but never really wanting to immediately know what the numbers were. So this is for you, Randy and Susan, and also Keith asked, all three asked, what are the numbers? So here are the numbers. Three, this is crazy, too, how they're low in the beginning. 3, 5, 6, 44, 61, 25. I did get a couple of tickets, and I had a few numbers, but nothing to claim any great big monetary gain from. So I don't know all the details yet if somebody won or what happened because they wait a little bit, but we'll see what happens if somebody comes out and they won the lottery. They won a lot of money. By the time you take the taxes out, it's still a lot of money. All right, something else that was on the minds of many of you, too, is what's going on with Kevin McCarthy and this whole idea of impeachment, which has been battered around before with Biden. So this isn't news as far as let's talk about impeachment. Let's talk about why we think impeachment. Let's talk about is this going to be some kind of reality that we can make happen. And so I got this from Jack, who said, Kate, I'm not a big fan of Biden's, but I think the whole impeachment thing is just a waste of time. I say focus on what's happening coming up in the next presidential year. But I know Kevin McCarthy is sort of hot to bring all that up again. Yeah, and so what McCarthy said, the House Speaker, is that there is kind of this line, what he called the red line for possible impeachment proceedings against the president. He did an interview on Tuesday with Fox News Digital and said, for now, they're just looking for information related to the family finances. And, you know, they're unless some of that information starts to be withheld. And what he's saying is if they withhold information, the impeachment inquiry allows Congress to have the power to get all the information they need. All this information people are finding out now is only because Republicans have investigated. And he went on to say, look, the people of America have a right to know what went on. They have a president who lied to the American public and said they didn't get any money from China. We know that's true. We've had whistleblowers from the IRS come say that the Biden family is treated differently and that other things were going on. And then you have an informant with the FBI saying there was a bribe. We need to know the answer to this. And he reiterated, because he keeps now getting asked about this, that if at any time he felt they weren't going to get the information they needed to move forward through the investigation, then they would have to rise to the level of impeachment inquiry. So he's saying impeachment inquiry. So not to confuse that, if we can't get the information we want, the information to these questions that are boiling about, then that's what we do. You know, we can talk about, it's like you said, you can talk about hypotheticals, but it's about getting the information, having enough evidence to say, okay, we're getting blocked, we're not finding out this, we're not finding out that, so that's why we have to do this impeachment inquiry thing. Yeah. All right. Then we go to this one from Bo, and Bo is listening to us in New Orleans. Kate Delaney, I listen to you in the great city of New Orleans, as do many others, you know that. But my question to you is your take on RFK Jr. and some of the things that he says. Sometimes he seems to make sense, and other times I have no idea what he's trying to get at, but he has no problem ripping the White House. He doesn't say that Biden isn't fit, but he dances around a few other things. That's for sure. And he did a Hannity deal, and it was interesting to see as to what he was going to say or what he wasn't going to say. It was actually a really good town hall, I thought, and probably smart of RFK Jr. to do it. Who knows, he may sway some people to jump to out there to vote for him. And I don't think Democrats, I think that it's the independents and other Republicans who aren't happy with the choices. You know, it is interesting. I did see that. I did see the Hannity thing. So what happened is, what happened was Hannity had a video montage of the frequent, like, mistakes that Biden's made, and he asked Kennedy if the president was physically, mentally, cognitively strong enough to lead the country, and Kennedy just said, well, he's never been very good with words, and then, of course, the audience just laughed over that. I mean, he pressed him, and he said, you know, is Biden up to the job? And he said, Kennedy said, what I've tried to do during the campaign is avoid personal attacks on people. I will say, whether he's up to it or not, he's making his own decisions. The decisions that are coming out of the White House are bad decisions. So he did say that. And, you know, he talked about a couple of other things in this interview, things that he thought were really pivotal moments that, that shouldn't have happened, that didn't make sense. And it's interesting, he says there needs to be a real investigation into family finances of Biden, etc., which is just what McCarthy said. So that's what RFK Jr. said too as well. All right, this one comes to us from Janice, and Janice says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I liked your whole how hot is it thing. I thought of a bunch of funny one-liners. I'm going to send them to you later this week. And my question is the fallout. I heard you talking about what's going on with Israel, the fallout with Netanyahu and the people who are protesting. And, you know, will the protests kind of shut Israel down or not? I guess I heard a story where even military reservists are skipping training, which is something that hadn't, I think, happened in the past. That was one of the things that Israel, period, was proud of. The since this whole thing happened, which just happened, you had the biggest ever protest movement filling the streets, right, week after week when it was being talked about, and even now. And now it's happened, and now you've got this judicial overhaul, and you have the major opposition leader saying, we have no prime minister, and that he's just the doll of messianic extremists. And so there's lots of people who absolutely are protesting, who believe that he, you know, Netanyahu should be removed and, you know, on down. But this Netanyahu formed his government by turning to politicians who had previously been kind of on the fringe. So he's moving forward with that. And there's certainly no ambiguity about what's going on here. And there is ripple effects to it. There are allies of Israel who are saying they're furious about it. And, you know, the bottom line is it's happened. The vote went in. It's a done deal. And the issue is an important one as to how far the government goes with the judicial proposals and other projects that are pet projects of some of the supporters of Netanyahu. But, you know, is it going to shut the country down, the protests? I know that there are reservists who are missing the trainings, they're not going. And what happens with a weakened Supreme Court? It's one of their branches of government that now is not like it was in the past. So I think even they don't know where they're headed. Let's put it that way. All right, you can send me your thoughts day or night, kate@katedelaney.com. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, UBIs. Woohoo! Fun facts. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The federal judge is striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below the levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill that was brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House.
We failed the American people. Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good said he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is cutting more than a third of his presidential campaign staff. Reports say DeSantis is eliminating nearly 40 positions across all departments. The campaign said the cuts came after a top-to-bottom review of the organization. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thanks for listening. Kate Delaney here. Coming up at the tail end of the show, we've got this hour anyway. We've got UBIs. But before we get there, a little of this and a little of that. We call it odds and ends. Because I mentioned the lottery, because you ask about the numbers, and we like to hear the feel-good stories, right? You like to hear the impossible stories. So there was a story, and it always seems to be about scratch-offs. I met somebody who ran the lottery in Iowa, and he told me that's the way to win, is that you win, you have a better chance of winning with a scratch-off. So there's a woman in North Carolina who spent $10. I said, $10. She decided, oh, I have an extra $10. $10 on Jackpot 7's fast play card. And she scratched the ticket off, and she realized that this was, like a week ago, she realized she won $723,755. What? That's crazy, right? She said she cried all the way home. She was so shocked. And she got the ticket at this little tiny place called Kangaroo Express in Rockwell, North Carolina, just 9 miles northwest of a bigger city, Salisbury. And she said she thought she lost it first when she saw, you know, what it was, and then she realized that she had won. Wow. That's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting to happen. Because remember, you know, with the take home, when you pay, after you pay the taxes and everything, the take home is still $500,000dollars. So that's, I mean, you know, $515 million. $515 million is pretty heady. I mean, you know, I don't see how you work after that. I love the question when people say, Would you still work? And no. You could start a charity, give money to people you wanted to give money to, and still live like a king, queen, or whatever. I mean, it's the truth. Because that is a lot of money. And they always talk about lottery winners who just blow it. Who somehow blow through the money. They get a million gold chains and a ridiculous amount of cars, and they buy however many houses. But I have to assume that there are some that are much better at spending a lot of money where they still have money left. And yes, they've taken care of people. And yes, they've done some extravagant things. And yes, they set up an amazing foundation, charity, you know, whatever. Somebody told me a long time ago, who this guy's a billionaire, by the way, came to the United States legally with, you know, $150 in his pocket and told me you got to give before you get. He said, just always remember that. And I think that's so true. You know, the more you hang on to the dollars, the more they just flow from your fingers. They escape. So if somebody wins that kind of money, it's certainly there are ways to make sure that you don't lose it, and you still can take care of people. All right, so the joke about how hot is it? How hot is it? I mean, I know we're just so tired of this. How hot is it is no joke, is what it is, because a lot of you are talking about people you know having problems with the heat, stories in your neighborhoods of people that are collapsing, you know, because they decide they're going to go out and they're going to just redo their lawn or do whatever, and they feel like it's okay. They can, you know, they can handle it. But the bottom line is we know this. Again, it goes to the fact that you can't be out there long, and you got to hydrate. So how hot is it? How hot is it? I thought of another one the other day, and I'm sure somebody else has thought of this as well, because I have a Dairy Queen not too far from where I live, and I may have heard this from somebody. I'm sure it's out there. There's no good one-liners anymore with "it's so hot," but it's so hot I saw a funeral procession pull through a Dairy Queen. Ba-dum-bump. Were they getting a blizzard? I want a blizzard. Please, give me the blizzard. Anything to get cool. Whatever it takes, that's what I want to happen. All right, one thing that you got to be so careful of, this, and really, let's face it, you can make burgers any time of year. You can make tacos any time of year. But in the summertime, especially with the whole burger thing, it seems like more people are grabbing some of that meat in the store and taking it and throwing it on the grill or whatever. But now we have a new salmonella outbreak, and there's been some hospitalizations. That scares me. Anything with food safety? So there was an alert that was put out on Tuesday, and at least 16 people, six had to be hospitalized, and they're, of course, investigating the incidents. But nine patients reported eating ground beef before falling ill. And they got the ground beef. It was lean beef. And it was at a place called ShopRite where, gosh, we used to go there all the time. And, of course, New Jersey is one of the locations. Connecticut, New Jersey, New York. And I know we have listeners in those areas. All the 16 people who got ill, nine of them live in New Jersey, five are from New York, and Connecticut and Massachusetts have confirmed one case of salmonella that was linked to the outbreak, but the CDC is saying there could be more sick people in those states or others who recovered without medical care and they weren't tested for it. So they just, you know, they just don't know that they have it or not. See, this is the weird thing. So it's the ones that were hospitalized. They were eating. They ate ground beef, raw ground beef. And that, you know, it's that whole thing about cooking the beef until it has an internal temperature. Well, there is a thing called steak tartare that a lot of people like, and I have to admit, my family, we would have sometimes at events they would have steak tartare. That was popular, and because of this coming up more and more, I stopped doing that. I stopped at all doing that, but it is something that is an easy thing to look for, is to just not eat the ground beef like that. And it doesn't mean it could have not been cooked correctly and you could have gotten it from that. But boy, those stomach cramps and the fever and all the things that happen and getting that bacteria, and it can be so, so serious. I mean, people die from this. And yes, it's a small amount. You know, you have over 1 million illnesses, and then let's say you have 400 and some deaths. Like, that's normally kind of the ratio in the recent times. But still, like raw cookie dough, alfalfa sprouts, raw salmon, which, I can't even imagine eating raw salmon. Or those kinds of things, a lot of times, are linked to it. So not worth it. Ugh. If you've ever had food poisoning, which it'd be a little similar, but it's even worse. Salmonella is much more serious, and it's worse. Then you don't want to get that. Ugh. I've had food poisoning twice, and you're doing nothing when you have food poisoning. And the thing that's weird about that is it could last just a day or two, or it could go on for a week. I mean, I've had it in the past year and a half, and I think it was from kale. I think it was from, oh, let's be healthy and make these healthy shakes, and I think the kale wasn't good, but it didn't appear that way to me, and I'm pretty sure that's what made me sick anyway. And as I said, this segment is odds and ends, so it's kind of what people are talking about or what I see pop up on the radar screen that I think is pretty interesting. And this is interesting to me. This is a sports note, but it shows you how one person can change the fate and fortunes of a team and certainly make the team more money. Lionel Messi is one of the greatest soccer players of all time, and he's at the top of his game at 36. And look, the MLS is not some incredibly amazing soccer league, but Messi going to Inter Miami is huge. He is dominating. What's happened already in the first couple of games, fans are paying the tickets, they're buying the shirts, they're just going crazy for Messi mania, and he is turning around the team. He is turning around the fate of that team. And just more importantly, the excitement. He is a big name, and especially playing in Miami. My nephew, who had such a hard time finding a job as a videographer when he got out of school, out of college, it was almost a year for him to get his, at least on the path to his sort of dream job, and he was juggling other things. He was a kid that grew up playing sports, and he grew up playing soccer in New Jersey, and of course had a Messi jersey, and here he is now every day getting videos of him and putting it out there, and it's very exciting to see. But regardless of my family connection to that, it's and realizing how big it is, as someone who wasn't a huge soccer fan but certainly was aware of him and big names in the world of soccer, it is interesting to see what he's done for them. And again, this is just the beginning of his, this is just the beginning of his run. It's going to get better and better because he just keeps scoring and scoring, and people just go crazy for him. And that's what can happen with a team. All right, coming up, those UBIs. I'll give you a hint. Mine have to do with something in the sky. Not sure about Jeremy Paulson's, but we'll find out next.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Ubiquitous bits of information. That's the UBIs. This is a fancy way to say fun facts. Too many people say fun facts, so I thought it would be much more clever to say UBIs. Jeremy Paulson, the technical maestro for this particular show, joins us. We always have a lot of fun when we go back and forth about that. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
How are you? You sound pretty alive and awake. I think you must have had some good coffee before you came in.
I think it's starting to wear off.
It's wearing off. Don't wear off. Don't let the potion wear off. All right, so we traditionally always let you go first, so let's have it. What do you got for us?
So I got two historical ones and then a fun one that I thought you would like.
Nice.
So the first historical one was, a lot of people are aware with Lincoln's assassination, right?
Uh-huh.
What people didn't know or don't know is he actually had a bodyguard that was supposed to be assigned that night. John Frederick Parker showed up late for his shift, and because he was in the doghouse and during the play, he decided to take a break and go to a saloon and have a drink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
wow.
There was supposed to be a bodyguard there, but he was at a saloon drinking.
Nice.
When the president got assassinated.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, most people don't know that. I didn't know that until I looked it up.
What a great bodyguard.
Right?
I'm going to go have a drink.
Well, he was late for his shift, so he, was in the doghouse. He got yelled at, basically, because he was late for his shift. So because he got yelled at, he's like, well, he's in a play. I'm going to go have a drink. And then next thing happens, you know what happens.
Yeah, we know what happens. You never saw the end of that play.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the second historical one that I thought was really cool is everyone knows Beethoven was deaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone knows Beethoven was deaf. But did you know how he still listened to music, to create music, even though he was deaf?
How did he still listen to it? I know how he could read the sheet music, but no. How did he listen to it?
So he would bite on a metal pole, and he could feel the notes through the metal pole.
Wow.
Which is called bone conduction. So he could hear the sounds by feeling the notes on the pole that he was biting on.
Very interesting. How about that?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. Cool. I think that is cool. I have never heard that. Never.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Wow.
And then the last one I got that I thought you would like because you're a space nut person.
Space nut.
Did you know space actually has a smell?
It does. Is it noxious? What does it smell like?
You didn't know that? Or you did know that?
I have heard that before, but I don't know what it smells like.
Well, according to astronauts, they say that space smells like seared steak or hot metal.
Oh, seared steak would be good.
Yeah, or like hot metal.
I don't know about hot metal. Wow. Hey, we got that seared steak smell going on up here.
I thought you were like that. You're a space nut.
Yeah, I am.
Now you know space smells like steak.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. Thank you. That's good. I like that. It's so funny that you bring up space because you heard what I said about going into the sky. So I'm going to talk about eclipses. Have you ever seen an eclipse?
No, you're not supposed to look at them.
You get the little stupid box and you can see them through the box. The box that every teacher hands out. Don't look in the sky. We're going to go out, children. And you just look in the contraption that we built for our science class. And then you can see it. And then everybody says, oh, I can see it. But I think it's baloney and they can't see it.
You can look at it.
You're not supposed to look at it.
Right?
You're not supposed to look at it. You're supposed to have a special little box that you look into, right? So, I mean, here's the thing. Did you know this? Many eclipses only occur over Earth's bodies of water. So how much bodies of water are out there? 71% of our planet is covered by water. So your chances of even witnessing one are not that good. So don't feel bad if you're listening to us and you have never witnessed one. That could be one of the reasons why. Now, some other things that are interesting about the eclipse. There are at least, I'll ask you, how many solar eclipses do you think there are every year on our planet?
Every year?
Yeah, every year on the planet. Solar eclipses.
Solar. So is the solar is where the sun goes, right?
Yeah, solar eclipses.
Can't be that many. Two?
Oh, my gosh. Did you look that up? It is two.
Okay.
Because you've heard what he said about eclipse, so it's only two. So whenever you hear, like, oh, there's going to be a solar eclipse, and you kind of think, oh, didn't they say there's supposed to be a solar eclipse? Whoever they are, but it is, two. And then a total eclipse, which is very cool, and I have seen one, that happens every 1.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a lunar eclipse then? What's it?
The lunar eclipse is so different. The lunar eclipse is, I'm trying to think of how many times you have the chance of seeing a lunar eclipse, because I think you have more of a chance of seeing a lunar eclipse than you do with the others. What do we know about that? I know what it is. Right. I know what it is. I mean, it happens when the moon moves into the Earth's shadow and it causes the moon to be dark, of course.
Yeah.
And it happens, I think it happens a couple of times. I think it happens couple of times a year. It happens, it's supposed to happen, a lunar eclipse is supposed to happen about every 6 months.
Every
so
six
it is
months,
a couple
yeah.
of times, yeah. yeah. It is a couple of times. And so there you go. So, I mean, these whole eclipses, you've got two that we just talked about that you can only see twice a year, but it's so cool to see a lunar eclipse. I've seen it. It's, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And what's cool is when the moon is totally eclipsed by the Earth, it takes on a different color that's caused by the planet when it blocks direct sunlight from reaching the moon's surface. You know what that is? You know what color it turns?
Red.
Yep, it's a reddish color. And I've seen that a bunch of times. I've even posted that. Yeah, the blood moon. I've posted that in my backyard in Texas, and I've done that even in Florida. So I've seen a couple of them. And I think that's super, super neat. I
mean,
so,
a little bit.
Yeah, so there's different. There's the partial lunar eclipse. There's the total lunar eclipse. There's the central lunar eclipse. And it just is the different points of where it's being covered. And it's all about the timing. And then, of course, the whole thing is what we just talked about. You know, in culture, the lunar eclipse especially is very, very big. The Mayans and the Incans believe that lunar eclipses happened when a jaguar ate the moon.
Mm.
That's why they said there was a blood moon. Well, that's why it was red. They also thought that the jag finished eating the moon. When it did, it would come down and devour all the animals on Earth, so they would take spears and shout out the entire time until it went away at the moon to keep it away. Can you imagine that? That'd be exhausting. They had to have laryngitis, I would think, if they were doing that. I mean, it's a big thing of what the moon means and what the eclipse means and the occurrences of it and reading into it, and it is so interesting and fascinating to me, especially to see, I think, to be able to see it. And you can just look at the blood moon. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have special glasses or any of that kind of thing. And you don't have to scream out at the moon. You don't have to worry. I don't think it's going to come down and touch you or anything like that. In the Chinese culture, people would ring bells to prevent a dragon or other wild animals from biting the moon, because that's what they saw with the lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like a big deal in China, I guess.
Yeah.
The blood moon.
Yeah. The Chinese Navy fired its artillery because of the belief of that, right? During a lunar eclipse, that's what they did one time in the 19th century, so... They also thought that the sight of a red moon engulfed in darkness would foreshadow famine or disease. So they had a lot of thoughts about what that meant. It's interesting. Just make sure you don't look directly at it. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about during the day. Forget it. Get the little silly box that doesn't work, that some people think works, and see if you can see it that way. All right, always fun. UBIs. Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Be safe, be sane. For goodness sake, be happy, people. This is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.